got cupped yesterday at the damn physical therapy.
I need to set me up an appointment to get aligned and get some fascia release in my leg. I think I got a knot right here.
Would they massage it out?
They massage it out, or sometimes they'll cup it.
That shit hurt yesterday.
You move it, and then you
can. Yeah, I had to do exercises with them damn cups on. That shit hurt like crazy. Look.
Hey, you got them back. Oh, sure enough. Yes. You got a little tramp stamp.
Yeah, four big ass tramp. Looked like a damn octopus grabbed me about the back. Took control. Yeah. That shit, I ain't never had them get sore, though. They sore. That shit hurts.
I'm telling you, we about to talk about all that. You in our phones, in our notes.
Oh, yeah. What we talking about? Oh, Chicago. Yeah, we going to talk about all that.
I got my gallon water here because I'm about to get fit. But at the same time, I think I might go ahead and sip some of this Uncle Nerd.
You going to get on it?
I might just, you know what I'm saying, just kill that little bit.
It ain't nothing but a corner. Mm-hmm. The corner, you finish it, I finish it.
Let me, it's early too.
Nah, I got to work out.
I worked out earlier.
Oh, see, I would if I had worked. I got to work out. What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we've been doing every single week for 2 years, 105 episodes. You gonna dig me? And we talk about, you know, current events. We talk about everything that's going on in the world, and we come from the point of view of two black men.
Yep.
Two uncles, two brothers, two cousins, right. All of that jazz, two fathers.
Every bit of it.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, and we have a good time doing it.
Yes,
anyway,
we
usually kick this off every week. We're getting something off our chest. Goose, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
I do. I've been taking my car to the Valvoline shop or whatever it is to get my oil changed since we got the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Routine. Boom, boom, boom. We get it done. The day I send my wife, they tell my wife now, they say, ma'am, the car isn't ready for an oil change. You haven't driven it the amount of miles that you're supposed to drive it before you get the oil change. So you're supposed to drive it 3,000 to 5,000 miles before the oil change. We only drove it maybe 2.5 or something, 2,000 miles or whatever.
You go, I'm allowed to talk when you're done. Go
ahead.
Okay.
So they don't change the oil.
Uh-huh.
All they do is check the air filter and was like, hey, we, you know, go on about your day. Come back at this set time, right? The next morning, the auto start light is on.
Mm-hmm.
The rear traction, that little, it shows your car with the wiggly lines. That's
traction
on. Traction control is on. And now, just yesterday, the engine light comes on. All right.
You talking about the Jeep or the other car?
The Jeep.
Man, this Jeep can kiss my ass.
Yes, it can.
Yep, man. How many?
Yes. So
they supposed to be good vehicles.
No, they're not. So, you know, I went down a rabbit hole. They're like, Jeep is one of the worst.
Well, it depends on the year. Yeah. It all depends on the year, but.
So, you know me, I go up there and I'm like, what did y'all do to this vehicle? Because all these lights have come on, and it only happened when my wife brought it up to y'all 2 days ago. Why is this happening?
And y'all ain't did nothing but change the filter.
Sir, we didn't do anything. We just checked the dipstick to make sure the oil literally was in the engine, and we saw that the car wasn't driven, so we didn't touch it. And I'm like, so there's nothing you could have done to make all these lights come on. No. So I'm sitting in there furious. Then I'm like, somebody screwed up. Somebody did something. So I called Jeep.
Yeah.
Jeep says, yeah, we can get you in. You come on in, bring it in tomorrow. It's $375 for the assessment. Blase, blase.
Diagnostic $375?
Yes.
What?
This goes back to me saying, you got to pay for everything.
Everything.
So everything. So then they were like, is it under warranty? I was like, I don't know. Y'all should know this. We bought it from y'all. What's that dude named? The basketball dude.
Westbrook.
Westbrook.
Is that his for real?
Yeah, it's his dealership.
I be seeing these Westbrook things. I just thought it was another thing. I had no idea.
So I was like, man, we should be in the system. Y'all should know if we got a warranty. Plus, you know, I think I lost the paperwork or whatever.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Yeah. No, they filed that VIN number and all that. You don't need that paperwork.
It don't matter unless, you know, they being snaky about the situation. So how many miles? I said it's 61,000. Yeah, on the car. So she's like, yeah, it seems like it's out of warranty. So
that's factory warranty, but not extended.
When I go in, I'm going to want to see everything. So hopefully it's under warranty. But y'all, then they said diagnostics could take a week.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, man,
yeah, I'm
okay.
I'm so glad that you have never taken
I'm
me
about
with you.
I'm about to pay you
like,
all.
Hey, calm down. They got my truck.
I'm about to bring my vehicle to you all, pay you all to hold my vehicle for 5 days, possibly, for $375 for...
And that'll go toward the repair.
That is exactly what they said. It's going to go towards the repair. So now I'm like, man, these are sensors. It could just be sensors going off. I need to do more work. But then I confirmed with her. She said, I'm looking at your paperwork here. It's out of warranty. So I'm like, all right, before I take it to Westbrook, I'm going to take it to a shop just to get the diagnostic for them to plug that little machine up and say, these are the codes and this is what's apparently wrong.
That's all it is,
And when I started thinking about it, I'm like, that's what they're doing for free, and y'all about to charge me $375 to do this. Give me an old school vehicle that I can go to the auto parts store, buy the part, replace that shit myself, and I'm good. I don't need no flat screens. I don't need this automatic door. I just give me a straight vehicle with no electronics.
You need a 97 Tahoe.
There we go. But that's probably gonna get stolen because
they be
stealing them damn Tahoes. But anyway, that's what I need to get off my chest, man. These folk, they getting you, boy.
Man, let's stay on it real quick. That's messed up. Like, I haven't done a lot of research on Jeeps lately. But I know back in the Cherokees was, I know people that's had Cherokees and had them for a long time. My neighbor across the street, they just got rid of their Cherokee. And that thing was like a 2011.
Yeah.
And I seen him pull up, they had a black one. I seen him pull up one day with a new burgundy one. And I was like, oh, did you take your truck? Because I can't remember the year. But it looks similar to the ones that's out now. But this thing was old. I said, oh, you got your truck in the shop? He said, nah, we got a new one. I said, that's why I was like, how old was the other one? Because I thought the other one was maybe like 2-3 years old. And when he told me, I said, that thing was that old? He said, yeah. I was like, so I said, was you having issues? He said, nah, but we went on and got rid of it before we did have issues. But they don't go nowhere. It's this is an older couple. They just running errands or whatever. They ain't really doing a whole lot. So it probably didn't hardly have no miles on it. But back in the day, you know, them square body Jeeps, them damn things, you could take them through hell and back.
Because they didn't have this damn.
All the technology, all the computers. That's a ripoff. $375 for a diagnostic. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. I took my navigator in, was this 2 years ago or last year? The AC wasn't cooling in the back. It was only like the driver's side was the only part getting cold. So I took it in. They did a diagnostic. They did they didn't even do the diagnostic first time. They just charged the system. I said, I don't want you to charge it. I want you to find the leak. If it's not getting cold, that means refrigerant is leaking out, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
They was like, well, we'll charge it, but ended up taking it back, and they was like, we charged it with dye, so that way we can find the leak, because we assessed everything. We can't figure out what it was. Ended up finding the leak. I'm like, all right, took it again. I said, it stayed cold for a day, and then it was back hot, but turns out there was some component on the AC system that was going out. It was only because, you know, those have two different, you have like front and back
evaporators.
And then I have left and right evaporator. I think it was evaporator.
Okay, I finna say.
Left and right, it has, you know, driver's side and passenger side. Mm-hmm. So I thought it had multiple compressors because I'm like, the compressor can't all be working three different zones at once or four different because the back seat got their own AC too. Mm. So it said, I think it was evaporator or something went out. I'm like, cool. But when I took it back, they tried to charge me another diagnostic. My diagnostic is only $90. They tried to charge me another one because I had to drive. No, I'm sorry. They tried to charge me again once because they said I needed to drive it for 1,000 miles to bring it back in so they could look at the leak and make sure they got the right part. When I took it back in, they tried to charge me another diagnostic for that. I said, no, y'all still troubleshooting the damn problem. I'm not paying you again for diagnostic when you already doing the diagnostic from the last time.
Yeah.
Went back and forth to do. He's like, fine. Because I'm like getting loud. I'm like, go get a manager. Y'all know this is ass backwards. Mm-hmm. So then when I took it back in and it still wasn't working, they was like, well, we got to charge you. No, I brought my shit up here for y'all to fix the AC and it ain't working yet. I'm not going to keep charging you for a damn get the diagnostic. That's why I'm paying you $90 to find out what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
When I tell you, that has been working fine, but that pissed me off. I was like, the fact that y'all got people that would agree to this. Mm-hmm. Same.
Crazy, look, man.
My friends come to me.
You got
to
get that money.
They try and get that money. My friends usually come to me when they go and get a new car. Somebody's in the market for a new car. Yep. They usually hit me up. Well, they start telling me about the new cars. I'm the car guy, car enthusiast. They always come to me. Mm-hmm. One of my friends, she right now has a BMW, I think an X5 or something. The SUV, for y'all that don't know. BMW SUV. Not the X7, the biggest one. It's like the one down from that. And she was like, I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go ahead and just get a Tesla. And she's the type, she'll lease a vehicle. She don't buy because she usually has something new all the time. Mm-hmm. But she was like, I'm just tired of taking it in for maintenance. It's so expensive. Now, I know BMWs ain't known for their reliability at all. I always steer people away from BMW and Range Rover if you're going to purchase. And Jaguar, because Range Rover and Jaguar, same company. Their reliability is the worst of any car you could possibly get.
Damn.
That's why you can buy use BMW for so cheap, because they value just plummets. Anyway, she was like, yeah, so I take it in for oil. When I take it in for oil change, it's going to cost me at least $600, and then they're going to keep it for 3 days, and then it's this one thing, so I know I'm looking at like a $900 bill. I said, wait, stop.
God.
Stop. Don't say nothing else. $600 for a damn oil change? She was like, yeah, and then they keep it for 3 days. What?
Galactus say she saw their Jeeps fail at the 60K. At the 60 miles.
I believe. A lot of these cars nowadays, they have like, they'll have a set thing like 80,000 miles transmission going to go out, or the engine, vice versa. Like,
dang.
But that's been going on for a long, not 60 is low as hell. Yeah. Usually it's like 80 or 100,000.
My bad, stop.
You
good.
No, you good. But I said $600 to change your oil? I said no. I took it out to the garage. This is the same thing. This old school, this is what they do. I said, they pull in. You can go to Valvoline. You know what they do there? She said, yeah, you just pull in. They take the thing out, drain it out, fill it up. I said, that's what they're doing to your truck.
Yeah.
They parking it and then charging you $600.
Probably driving it
all
over the
place. And then I think it was tire rotation. She said, that's going to bump it up another. That's probably going to bump it up to $900. I said, to rotate your tires? They rotate my tires every time I get an oil change. That's what you should do. Make your tires last. I had an Audi. Just back in the day, I had an Audi, an A6, 4.2 Quattro. Love that car. I took it in to get an oil change at the dealership. They said $3, $300 or something. I said, give me my keys. I drove around to the shop where the mechanics was. I asked him who lived in this area. It's the area I lived in. I said, do you work on cars on the side? He said, yeah. I said, would you change my oil? I said, what would you charge me? He said, charge you $50. I would give him $80 every time he changed my oil. And he would get the oil from the dealership.
I bet.
He told me. He said, no, I'll just get it from the dealership, change it at the house. I bet. I had that car. For the amount of time I had that car, I would just I hit him up. Hey, can I get an oil change this weekend? Yeah, bring it by. And that's what I did.
Yeah. Man, I vouch for the trades. Learning a trade so you can do this stuff yourself, or just learning – the trade to get a job. But the trades will rip you the
off. Oh, yeah. Off. You paying the trades?
They will rip Look, you.
Greg will tell you, this little piece, oh, this yeah. little component to that it goes, let's say it goes in the AC unit or
I'm about to tell him right now.
This thing will cost you $35, $40 yes. to buy. If you just go buy it.
Yes.
How much are they going to pay for this if they
pay? $700. Easy. Y'all.
The same part. The literally. The only thing you're doing is putting it in.
Today, my brother called me and said that his AC wasn't working. And he was telling me about it. And I'm like, all right, cool. What's happening? So he shows me these pictures that the tech came out and was like, hey, this is what the issue is. The tech says there's a leak. Y'all, if a HVAC tech comes and tells you there's a leak on your system, you ask them, show me the leak. Where is the leak? I want to physically see it. Wherever the leak is, they should be able to physically show you.
Anything. All right? Even with your car.
Yes.
Even plumbing in your house. If they tell you there's an issue, show me and make me understand what it is that's wrong.
Show me the leak. So the tech goes to my brother's furnace in the attic, and he cracks open the furnace, and he puts the refrigerant detector, just this little probe that detects refrigerant, and it beeps. He just sticks it inside of the condenser unit and was like, see, it's a leak. And my brother was like, oh, he didn't know. So I was like, no.
Was it beeping?
Yeah, it was beeping.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, there's a leak inside the condenser. Tell him to take the cover off and show you where the leak is. So he was like, man, he said he's just going to charge it up and it should last through the summer. So I was like,
how much he going to pay you to charge?
Oh, okay. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. And then I told my brother, now, you know, it can leak out at any point.
Yeah. How big is the leak?
So my brother said, the guy told him it will last through the summer, so you should be good till next summer, really.
Write it on the paperwork.
So the guy wrote on the paperwork. The guy wrote on the paperwork. I told the customer that the leak could leak out at any moment, but he decided to get it charged. Y'all, the next day, which is 2 days ago, the next day, all of the refrigerant leaked out. No one knows where the refrigerant went. No one has seen the leak. The HVAC guy hasn't seen the leak. He just knows it's leaking. He didn't diagnose how big the leak was. So now my brother paid $800 to charge his unit, and now all the refrigerant's gone. And now he's in a fight with these guys like, hey, just give me my money back. I'm going to go to another company. They're like, no, we'll give you the $800 back. We need to change the coil, and we'll take $800 off of the price of the coil. And he's like, what? So they look up my brother.
They're going to find a more expensive coil. Yeah.
So my brother, knowing me, I'm saying, go price the coil. Take the model number off the unit, and you can go price the coil. The coil is $600. Mm-hmm. They're charging him $3,500 for the coil. Money, man. This is something else to get off my chest. We got to pay for everything on top of fighting these mother. I was one of them mother, for real, because I would do the same thing. That piece,
your brother's reaping what you.
Oh said. Yeah. That piece, I wouldn't bust you upside the head that much.
Yeah, you gonna make $20-$30 now.
The capacitor. The capacitor. I might have told y'all this before. The capacitor on my dad's house. It's a little piece like that went bad on his unit. And just so happened, I was in town. The HVAC guy came out and he said, hey, man, the capacitor's bad. I get it fixed. I'm like, oh, cool. You know, whatever. I was like, how much you charging? He's like, $700. Y'all, the capacitor costs $25.
It really does.
So I said, no. Does my dad owe? Because my dad was out doing something. I was like, does he owe you anything, right? He was like, $80 service charge. I was like, however I need to pay you, here you go. You can leave. I called one of the guys I used to work with at the apartment complex. I was like, bro, do you have a capacitor? I showed him a picture of it. You match it up. He was like, yeah, you couldn't get it for free. I'm cool. Drove down
he had a box
in the
up,
city. Yep. In the trunk. In the truck. I pulled up. What's up? What's up? He was like, tossed me. Appreciate you. I'll let you. $25 compassor. I would have paid him $200 for this compassor versus $700. So I asked my, I tell my dad, I'm like, hey, you want to pay $700 or you want to pay me nothing to fix it? So my dad, he, you know, he's skeptical.
Yeah.
But you going to fix it? Yeah. Is it going to be fixed?
You know what you're doing. So I was, day, boy, you know what you're
I was like, look, if this doesn't work, I pay for it. I was like, oh, shit. Hope he diagnosed it right.
Turn out.
Anyway.
I need a new you.
Yeah, need a be out $6,000. But no. Went, hooked it up. Shit worked.
Yeah.
It's, man.
That's like, one of my homegirls, she got on the phone with me and Greg one time. She owns a property, her parents' house. She owns their property. They left her that house, and they had a company come out and redo the plumbing, and they ended up finding this big leak, and they kept trying to charge her all this money for something that they said they fixed already. You remember that?
Yep.
And we was like, no, go back and tell them. Long story short, she went back and basically talked to them after we educated her on the whole thing. They ended up having to come back two more times for free to fix everything because the owner realized, oh, she's talking to somebody who know what they're doing, and we didn't do everything right.
Yep.
And people are crooked, man.
That's what's going to happen when they in this little argument with my brother and them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling them, ask them this. Ask them where the leak is. What part of the coil is it on? Is it on the U-bends? Is it in the fins? Right. Where is it? And depending on where it can be repaired.
Yeah, it's got to be at a connection. They only leak at connections.
No. They'll leak. It'll leak on a solid line, just like your there'll be a water leak on a pipe, just a solid pipe. It just happens.
Yeah, with the units I saw, they were usually at one of the elbows or a connection.
That's where you would check.
Yeah, yeah. You would at least check there because every time I've seen one, it's been like, oh, it's leaking right here. And you just replace the elbow or that little section or whatever.
Or you're able to say.
Or actually when the coil's bad, meaning inside or something, they usually replace the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's easier to just replace a coil.
It is.
Fixing the little.
So
y'all,
that
we done went way down the garage.
It is.
We're talking man shit.
Man shit. But y'all, they ain't no way around it either.
Nah, they be ripping people off.
Yeah, they ain't no way around it. You gonna pay. But I mean, you gonna pay. You gonna pay. You gonna pay.
You gonna pay.
You gonna pay me, or you gonna pay him?
Say you might pay me. Might cost you a little.
Yeah.
Might cost you a lot. But it's gonna cost you.
And I hate that shit because now I'm on the other end of the stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I be. They tell me something. I don't care what it is. I'm gonna do all the research I can. Like you said, anytime somebody tell you something wrong with anything you own. Mm. Make you understand it. If they can't explain it fully, they lying.
So
if they can't show you, they lying. Don't tell them, oh, for insurance reasons, we can't let you back here. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can let me back here.
So that's the moral of the story. Ask questions and get an understanding for yourself before you shove out all this cash. Because all these lights on my vehicle now, I could just go to Jeep and say, hey, fix it. And they can charge me $5,000 to get all these lights off. But doing my research, they are sensors and there are fuses that go to these lights, and there's an auxiliary battery that runs the auto start of your vehicles. So that small auxiliary battery is like $50. That could be the issue.
Right.
So educate yourself on that stuff.
Were you having all these issues with that before, the engine issues? Remember they had it and they took so long because the computer chip, and they had it for were you having issues before then?
I had issues.
Had, okay, but not as,
not like this. Well, actually, that was the worst issue because there was a gasket on the engine.
Yeah, I remember the gasket because you said
that
you
was under warranty.
White,
smoke coming
and I said,
out.
Oh, that's a gasket.
Like, yes. So they fixed that because that was under warranty.
Yeah.
And then the AC blower went bad.
Uh-huh.
And then the now the screen is going bad. And
yeah, maybe you told me the touch screen.
That going down this rabbit
that
hole.
That Jeep's not that old.
It's not. It's 2018. And we don't drive it like that. It's 60,000 miles on it. And it's technology. They know, all right, this person got a good 6 years, 7 years driving this. It's going to go bad. And they're going to have to buy another one or replace this part. And they make it to where you can't just go get these parts. You have to go through them or
yeah,
it's crazy.
They're trying to monopolize. We gonna look up some stuff. We can go to rockauto.com or something. Moving on. We had Greg had to get that off his chest and it landed on mine. I had to get it off mine too.
There we go.
It'd be pissing me off too. So we got a update. You went to the DNC?
I went to the DNC. This big old pep rally. And didn't see shit. And didn't see shit.
I'm curious of the experience because I really wanted to go. But even when we was watching, the angel said, Marcus, you would have been pissed if we was in there right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're like, what was your experience?
So our first night there, first day there, they had something at the McCormick. I want to say the McCormick Center. So they had some speakers. They had this what is it? We were in the venue, but a lot of
vendors
around black-owned companies selling merchandise, and you know, people just passing out flyers. You know, just Kamala.
Yeah.
No.
Kamala.
I was about to say, what is they say? La 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 Kamala. They pronounced it. They did a.
I ain't seen it.
You ain't see it. But it's la 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 Kamala, right? And yeah. Then they say la 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 Kamala. But anyway, that was cool. Just seeing everybody supporting her and everybody on the same page. There was no mean mugging like represent.
We all here for the same.
For the same reason. But y'all, they had this place on lockdown, man.
It's the part I want you to get.
You ain't getting nowhere unless you had some credentials. I'm talking about nowhere. So you know me. My wife's like, I can only go here because I have credentials. I'm like,
worry about your little pet rabbit.
I'm your husband first, and I'm your cameraman second. Yeah. I'm making sure I'm here with you. Greg did not.
Maybe I got it. Don't worry. Yeah.
Mel, like, do you not see this Secret Service all through here? I'm like, I see him, but they gonna have to tell me no.
Yeah, somebody just said the Secret Service don't play.
They ain't give a damn. So the McCormick Center, even the McCormick Center where they were letting pedestrians in, I had to enter through another area. But y'all, we walk up to the McCormick Center. They let me in. We both going in. They're like, you know, the entrance is upstairs. And they kept saying, for all credentials, people with credentials, your entrance is upstairs. And I'm just following behind Mel. Mel's like, you don't have credentials. I'm like, man,
I got this.
Man, I'm on the elevator.
I'm from the A. I know what I'm doing.
You know what I'm saying?
Lil John's here. I know what
I'm doing. We get upstairs, and this little dude, he's a little short, little Asian guy, was like, welcome, this, that, look, doing all this. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, this way, you know. And I'm behind Mel.
See Mel?
I'm behind Mel. But in my peripheral vision, peripheral vision, I was like, what did I just say? I see him. He kind of leans like this because I'm behind Mel. I think he's like, where his credentials at? So I'm like, dang.
We got an asshole on there.
So Mel goes and Secret Service is right here. So we're walking. Mel does this. They say, cool. And I'm just like, I ain't even making eye contact. I'm like, shit, I belong. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking with him. As soon as we get by the Secret Service, he don't even say nothing.
Yeah.
Here come that little dude. Yeah. He like, excuse me. You need credentials. Do you have them? And I'm like, no, I'm with her, and I need to make sure she gets in. And he was like, your credentials. Once he did that. The Secret Service.
Yeah. Just do this. Don't alarm anybody.
Secret Service was like, he stepped one step in front of me. Where are your credentials? This nigga had a dog. Where's your credentials?
He had one of Malinois.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a shepherd. Yeah. It wasn't a German shepherd. That's
Belgian Malinois.
Okay, that's what it was.
No, that's the hair missile. Yo, that's what I call him.
Okay. Oh, he had a vest on, too. Police.
Yeah, police had vest too.
He had Secret Service going across. Look straight up out the movie type.
Yeah.
Where are your credentials? I'm like, I don't have any credentials. I'm making sure my wife, I was her cameraman. I thought he was like, this is not your entrance. All right. Males walking back, walking into the venue, like, I'm like, all right. So I done had to back up, go back down. They blocked off all the streets.
Is this what you asked him? Like, you mean?
Yeah. So before I leave, I was like, okay. All right, everybody. Basically, I was like, so are you telling me this is where the buck stops for me? Yes, this is where the buck. And then I was like, hold up. Everybody in here has credentials. Everybody. Sir, we ran background checks on everybody. So your boy, I'm like, okay. I sat in the little area, like, let them let one person in without credentials. I'm about to get up and show my ass.
Nah, you ain't either. That dog gonna show his.
Everybody. I tell y'all, everybody.
Grant turned everybody. He saw a sea of badges. Just
everybody had a badge. The next day.
We went to the white party and had on red.
Man. The next day, we went to the center, the blank center, something center, where like all the big speakers, Obama's and Kamala and all them, where they were.
I bet that dog was licking his lips.
Well, I know he was like,
oh, please,
give
me some. I ain't had that all week.
We go to the main center, and I'm thinking the same thing. Like, they going to have to turn me around, man. Like, I can't just be chilling, and you in here by yourself doing all this. I was like, I'm going to be bored. We go to the main center. This is a stadium, basically, y'all. I mean, huge. Y'all saw the party in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, there has to be an entrance for the pedestrians.
Yeah, ain't no way they letting all these people in and everybody credentialed up.
But I asked them again. So we get to the area, walk in, male showed them. And I'm like, oh, ain't no security here. Ain't nobody about to tell me no.
It's electronic.
I'm walking with male. The people at the desk, they're like, excuse me. You need credentials. About 10 feet down. It was dogs and Secret Service. They were like, I'm like, shit. Like, so where's the pedestrian entrance? Because I don't have any credentials. Sir, we don't let anybody in here without credentials. And we had to go through it again. I was like, everybody has credentials? Y'all, a tour bus pulled up as this was happening. Everybody in the tour bus got off the tour bus. They went into this building next door. They all came out. All of them had credentials. I'm like, God damn.
Same little age dude could walk by. Sir, same thing I told you on Monday. You got to have credentials.
I couldn't.
Like, yeah, that's him. That's him.
There was no sneaking in. They had fences off. They had security, dogs everywhere. This is why I feel so iffy about them trying to assassinate Trump because. Oh. The way they had this place.
You want to talk about conspiracies?
Yes.
Greg, go ahead. I ain't even want to cut you off.
All right. The way they had this place secured up, ain't no in hell somebody about to climb on no roof, tin roof, not blending in with no camo, with a weapon.
You know how hot tin roofs are? You know.
The way they had this place, it was crazy. And y'all, I know how to finagle my way into places because I work at buildings and convention centers. Mm-hmm. I know certain areas ain't patrolled. Oh, this back door gonna be unlocked because this is where they come back and smoke all the time. They gonna prop this door open. I'm gonna get that. No, there was security everywhere, and they all had dogs. Our Uber had to go through a roadblock. They installed these roadblocks where the the machine comes up and blocks the road. Yeah. Like, whoo, I mean, yeah. Hydraulics.
I seen those.
They pop the trunk.
Things will stop dump trucks.
And they had dump trucks with the
blocking them off
with the plow in front.
Yeah,
blocking the streets.
We'll move all y'all out the way.
Everybody,
in case we gotta get one of these important people out of
here. Yep. We had to, they popped the trunk and the hood on all the Ubers we used to get to the.
Did they have the mirror going under and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had the dog going around. Mm-hmm. So your boy met up with one of my partners. Good. And we went to the bar.
Down the street watching the same thing I'm watching in LA.
I went to the bar. We got wings, beer, and we just watched the DNC from there. Turned down for what? We in there. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's funny is because Angel was about to get invited. This is before Kamala stepped on the scene. Uh-huh. And then when she did step on, I was like, well, if you invited, I'll go. And, you know, we'll just pay my – I thought it was like, oh, if you want to go, you pay to get in. And they will, you know, because you're trying to raise money. Me and Goose and his boy would all miss it.
Man, we all yeah. –
I'm like, man, they won't even let me in.
And I told your dumb ass. They ain't let you buy in. They definitely ain't going to let you just a bigger version of me.
I just drive more attention.
They probably was like, but hey, it's a bigger version of the last guy just came in here.
May the Lord be with the people that got, lost their life at that Trump assassination. Mm. But that was the fakest thing I've ever seen.
Dave.
You ain't never seen heard an unwarranted gunshot and people not clear the area.
Yeah.
There was more video of the dude shooting than it was of Trump.
Yeah.
Because everybody was just that. Two, the way they will throw people to the president or anybody important to the ground, they will manhandle them to get them out the area.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that they just came and covered him and then let him stood up, they would never let his head visible.
Mm.
They don't know how many people out there.
Yep.
That's everything. That's what the Secret Service does. That's their job. That's all they do.
All they do.
They plan shootings. These dudes are snipers themselves. What would I do? That's how they think about it. I would up on this roof. Over there, there's a building 500 yards away. That's an easy shot with the right rifle. 500 yards ain't nothing.
Easy.
When they came, I don't know if, did I talk about this on here already? Mm-mm. When Michelle, I don't know if it was Michelle and Barack or just Michelle, that came to, they was on the Jay Leno show. Mm-hmm. It's when he was in Burbank. It's when I had two buildings out there in Burbank. Mm-hmm. One of my buildings is one of the tallest buildings in Burbank. And, you know, they had streets blocked off. I could see the limo come in. So I go up to the roof of that building because I'm like, oh, I just want to see. So as I'm sitting there waiting on them to come in, there are like three helicopters hovering in the area. One helicopter, I see him adjust his position. And I look up and I'm like, I look sketchy.
Let me get my ass from up here.
I look real sketchy up here on this roof. So what did I do? Literally, I'm up here by myself. Ain't nobody up there. I slowly back away from the edge of the roof.
We got one on the roof.
I turn around and I slowly walk into the building. I was like, I ain't making no damn sudden movements.
They probably already on their way.
Oh, they wasn't on their way. I'm sure there was somebody on the helicopter had something pointed at me.
Oh, yeah.
Because the way that they were sitting there was like, and then the way he turned, I was like, I look like I might, if I'm up to no good, this would be a good spot to be in.
Man,
like, so I know.
I bet Secret Service gets excited about this stuff because now you get to use what you've been learning,
like I
in
said,
real life.
They probably staged that and didn't even tell Secret Service just to make it look at. No, they did. Nah, they had to know. Secret Service had to know.
They would have off that dude easy.
The way they would have injured Trump getting him out of there.
The shooter, how many shots he got off?
Like four or five.
And he didn't even hit Trump. Somebody
first of all,
doing that.
Shooters don't miss.
That's what I'm saying. And then they were saying they used a smaller caliber bullet. So they were saying how easy it would have been for the person.
It's like a 22 or something. Yeah. You ain't going to get no recoil.
Yeah. So the.
I don't like talking about that because I understand there's families mourning. And all of that, and that's truly sad. But you ain't nothing gonna convince me that wasn't staged.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I do feel bad for the people that, you know, the families that are mourning their loss and the people that, but when I saw it, I was like, that's not. And then people, you go to a parking lot right now here, with people going to scatter. It's going to be pure pandemonium.
Yeah. They had that video of that lady in the back of Trump. She didn't even flinch.
Yeah.
She just had her camera up the whole time.
Man, get out of here.
Yeah. And then the people in the audience.
People, we done seen the ear. Somebody said, have we seen the ear after the event? And he wore an ear patch for a week.
And then they said it wasn't even the bullet. It was the shard from the glass.
He said it was a piece of glass.
Yeah.
He said, but he's a very fast healer. No one heals the way he does.
Man, I'm Wolverine. I have blood.
Oh, my God.
Like Wolverine, I heal a Deadpool. Have y'all seen the movie?
I ain't gonna seem
have
say
you
it.
Seen that movie?
I
have. You have? Excellent movie.
Excellent. They asked me to direct the movie, but I didn't want to direct it because I said it's not. I would be too good of a director. I didn't want to ruin it.
The FBI is going to take down this because we're imitating Trump.
Oh, my God.
Trump is hilarious.
Did you see Obama? He was like, for some reason, Trump's obsessed with crowd sizes. Yeah. And he does like this. You know, we're here tonight. I just want to talk about this
that's
election.
That's good.
I want to talk about this election. And you can't be too safe.
You can't be.
Yeah, it's going to be a close race.
Mm-hmm. He's on the roof. That's what the damn audience, the people saw the guys.
Did you hear the police? Did you see the body cam footage?
Uh-uh.
Apparently, I don't know if he ended up getting fired, but so there's body cam footage that they released.
Mm-hmm.
And the officer, one of the officers is flipping out. I told him to put somebody up here. I told him. They were like, who? Secret Service. I told Secret Service to put somebody up here on this roof. It's too, they didn't listen. Why the, and he's cussing. And he's, I told him to put somebody up here.
Yep.
So now it's this big investigation on, you know, was it negligence from the Secret Service? Was it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that dude caught all kinds of hell because his body cam footage got released. But yeah. The fact that they had to walk with local police and the dude's like, because he think that's a private meeting. He's just talking to everybody else. He was like, I told him to put somebody up here. Yeah, nah, yes.
They scout those areas months before stuff happens.
Heard Barack, you know, he's talked a lot. So I think I got his voice down pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man,
you
Michelle.
You should do that for the rest of the episode.
Man, Michelle, you know, we're going to push for couple. And we're going to see this thing through.
That's good, man. I'm over here. This time, I'm like, hold on. I can't even do that. Are we off Trump?
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah, there's this video online.
No, we didn't want to be on him. We didn't want to be here. You know, guy's problem. He's trouble. I've seen trouble. And he's trouble.
Get something off your chest, Obama.
Well, these
you almost sound like Goofy right there.
I know.
Yeah. There's this video on the internet going around of this man sleep at the airport.
Nice, ain't
it? Okay. He's sleep waiting on his flight. This you know they be doing pranks on IG all the time on unexpected people.
Yeah.
Well, the guy is sleep. The man comes over. Kisses the guy on the cheek as he's sleeping.
Oh, hell no.
And says, good morning, and walks off, sits at another seat, and the guy wakes up, and he's like, bro, did you just kiss me? And the guy was like, I was just saying good morning. So the guy.
I can't stand
the guy
pranks,
being kissed. The guy that was kissed was like, just sitting there. He just got back in his phone, and he's just like, he can't believe what's happening. So I post on that post, we both missing our flight, right?
Yeah.
The internet is so crazy, and people are just.
Oh, they said, well, you did a good Trump. We should do a debate.
I got to hear Trump again to do that.
It takes some practice.
Oh,
we do it.
We should. Get a wig and everything. What else? Oh, I posted. Yeah. We both missing our flight. If that. So these weirdos on the internet. What do you mean you're taking them to the hotel.
Oh my God.
What do you mean you all are going to go to the restroom and handle it?
That just shows you, yeah. What? You can't respond, dude. Like, the people. It's
what about that? Then the dude's like, hey, you left that open in. Like, we don't know how to take that. What do you mean you don't know how to?
Man.
What?
You can't.
Anyway.
You know. The we missing our flight. It's a big-ass pool. And yeah. It should be sectioned off, but it ain't.
I saw the comment. The dude's like, what you going to do? Take him to the hotel room? Y'all are silly, and your minds are everywhere it ain't supposed to be. We missing our flight because I'm chasing this man down until I break his jaw with my fist. Me punching him. I'm risking it all because
physically assault the dude. Yes, in a bad way.
There was another comment. This guy was like, he was like, I'm just speaking from a black man's point of view. He was like, one, I'm a black man. Second, I'm a man. Third, I'm working. I have kids. I have a family. No telling where I'm headed to on this flight. My flight might have been delayed, canceled, and I'm here sleeping in the airport, and you have the audacity.
That's the last. That might be the last straw.
To come kiss me on my face because you want to be funny for some views. And I'm like, I can only imagine if I'm there with my kids and Micaiah's acting crazy. And I, yeah, and you do that.
You don't know where people are, man.
And I'm like, oh, y'all, 90% of Americans don't sprint, like literally run after the age of 35 or 40.
I was gonna say it's before that.
I'm still able to sprint and run pretty well. You're not getting away from me. I'm catching your ass. Whether you're stronger than me and you're gonna have to beat my ass. If I'm with Mel,
you're gonna have to serve as L.
Yes. If I'm with Mel, Mel would be like, oh, go ahead. I just take the bag and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm catching you. You put your lips on me.
Use your one phone call after I land, and that way I can get you out.
Your lips, man. That's disease. That's herpes. That's all type of just wrongness in this. I would probably play it cool until you got an arm's length.
Like, oh, man. Oh,
man, I know you, man. You know,
I can't believe you. I know you, man.
I know you. Oh, dumb. Hey. I pray God don't ever put me in that position because I'm not. That's
the thing. I hate pranks. Like stuff like that you be watching. Like nine times out of 10 is something. I'm like, somebody should kick them in the face.
But
like, that's annoying. I hate the only type of pranks I like. I wouldn't consider that a prank. It was this one dude. He did a video. I think it was like during his finals week. Mm. At college, and he was like trying to lighten up the tension. So he was walking around with a pillow, and he would just randomly throw somebody a pillow and start a pillow fight with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The other prank I like, and this stuff get fed to me all the time, is the Bushman or Texas Bushman.
That's cool.
He scares people. He just dressed up. He got on a ghillie suit, dressed up. He looks like a tree or a bush, and he don't even yell. He just be like, ah.
Yeah.
So, and people jump. Every now and then, you got some dumb ass, like, hey, man, you try to buff up. Most time it's just hilarious, but you don't put your lips on no damn body.
You don't touch nobody.
I can't stand prank. You got these little young ones walking around too doing pranks.
Yeah.
Then when people get mad at them, they try to buck up.
It's just a prank. It's just a prank.
Yeah. This is just the ass whooping you about to get.
Yeah. Even if I know it's a prank, I'ma act like it ain't one just to punch you. I'ma haul off and get your. Yeah. Anyway, if any of you all in the comments that saw this, I'm not taking him to the restroom. I'm trying
that's
to.
That's just stupid.
I'm trying to whoop his
that's
ass.
That's why I can't stand pause. I hate when people say pause.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, it's such a juvenile, immature, but somebody's mind to go where like, yeah, man, I told him I was going to grab him. Pause. Come on, man.
It has to be something like, you could use pause this video, this guy was like,
if it's extreme, we're just said, like, no, wait, what? Said,
this guy, this guy, they in the, they're in a road rage incident. So the guy rolls down his window and the white boy come out. He said, I'm going to beat your dick into the dirt. And the guy was like, it's kind of gay, ain't it?
He said, yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Okay, that's some, I got to get you on that.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, yeah. You being aggressive and yeah. Say something stupid. You could have said, I'll kick your ass or something. He did say literally like,
I'm going to beat your dick into the dirt. What?
He said he didn't know how to respond to it.
He was like,
Yeah.
Y'all stop. Well, I'm saying y'all don't be out there praying. Folk be, they going to catch the right one. It's going to be the right one. And they going to have time. And it's going to be something serious that jump off. Man, they be throwing tissue paper and stuff at people as they shopping. They'll throw something and hide their hand. Just all type of stuff. You don't know what's happening in people's heads, man.
Yeah. I mean, like the key snatch incident where dude wouldn't move his truck. That's why it took me so long to react, because I was like, he might be getting some bad news on the phone. Somebody might be in trouble. I gave it a beat before I ended up snapping. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you don't know what people are going through. But yeah, I don't like pranks, man. It's just, I never, unless it's like on family or something, I never seen a prank where I'm just like, oh, that was good. It was just, they just stupid. I can't stand it.
One prank though, I can say. This guy, he be getting the workers, the Walmart workers. They're like, hey, my friend needs help over here. So he'll bring them to his friend. The friend will be that big, huge trans guy. No. If you're a man trying to be a woman, you're a
trans woman.
But he is like Matt. He's huge. Mm-hmm. So the worker will come. He was like, yeah, I told my friend, she's very interested in you. She would like to holler at you. And the worker be like, oh.
That's stupid.
They'll run off. Or they'll be like, that's not why you called me over here, man. So that's one funny prank. Pranks like that are pristine. But touching somebody.
Yeah.
Kissing somebody. Man, once you invade somebody's personal space, all bets are off, man. Like, you deserve whatever. Hey, you get your face stomped in.
Yeah, you don't touch nobody, man.
That's what happens to
you. Or even, they'll see these young dudes, they'll be having pranks where, like, they'll literally try to flirt with some dude's girlfriend or wife or something.
I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah.
You look, and they get mad. It's just a prank. Okay, this is just my reaction.
Yeah. Touching people on the escalator.
Yeah, I'd be loving when them dudes get snatched over.
Oh, man. That's why I stay away from people. Anyway, what you got?
I don't think I got nothing else, man.
No? We've been talking that long?
Almost.
Damn, sure enough. Let me see. The internet be having some crazy stuff on it, man. Let me.
He sound like a comedian on stage.
Hold on.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? It's a bigger
trap. Hold on. What? Listen to this.
It's a bigger trap. Marriage or having a kid?
Kids. I'm a stepdaddy right now.
Kids. So not even your kids.
Not even my kids. I'm like.
Hold up.
Oh, I know which one you.
Damn.
Hold on.
It's a bigger trap. Marriage or having a kid?
Kids. I'm a stepdaddy right now.
Yeah. So not even your kids?
Not even my kids. I'm like, I ain't blue, but I'm like, damn. Especially because I can't fight and a baby daddy want to like whip my ass.
But you doing all the work. Why he want to beat your ass?
I guess he ain't doing nothing. I don't know, man. I like when we got more in common. Mm. We just like the same woman. He want his family back. I want my ex back too. Shit, I miss my dog.
She got my dog. Is that what he said?
I was just saying that was. He's like, shit, I want my lady back too.
Yeah, I can't have mine, so you can't have yours.
That's what I'm saying. What? Can you imagine his girl watching this? Yeah, like, hold on.
The only reason you
he want. Oh, hey, bro, I know you want your girl. I want my girl back, too, but hey, look, we stuck.
This is the way the world turns, man. She got a dude. I don't like him either. You don't see me try to fight him?
I can't fight, man. I'd be I'm afraid of her baby daddy.
They be like, hey, you need to talk to him. Tell him to leave me alone.
Hey,
I get it, man. When you got a lot to lose, you like, hey, look, man. I know you out here in these streets. Look, fighting ain't my thing.
It ain't.
And for one, he looked like they too old for that anyway.
Yeah, he did. He looked like he around my age, man. What you out here fighting for, man?
I ain't here to fight you.
Got no time for all that. I just found that funny. He was like, shit.
Go on, somebody can go pick your kids up from school.
I want my family.
I want my
girl back too. He thinking about life for real. He like, damn, I got to deal with this. I want my girl back. I got to fight. We both stuck, man. How about this? You fight my old lady, my ex's boyfriend, help me get my girl back, and I leave your girl alone.
You so eager to fight, go tell him leave my girl alone.
Go fight him for me, and then I leave your girl, then we all good.
Why don't we all go and get this dude away from me? You guys say, you know, it'd be 15 dudes coming to your door. Hey, you need to leave Tasha alone. Well, for what?
I need Jessica because back.
That's his girl, and we got to help him get his, and them two.
That's why we need therapy, man. Men need to talk, because he was like.
Imagine something like that dominoing into like just a gang of dudes trying to.
It would be. That's what it would end up being. Because he said, I can't fight. This dude can fight. I want my girl back. All right, where your girl at? She over here. She with such and such. But she a lesbian now. Like, oh, okay. Hold up.
You want me to fight her girlfriend? Yeah.
All type of stuff. It's girl. Her girl. Matter of fact,
it'd be
girlfriend.
15 dudes and one girl show up to your door. Hey, we ain't never tell you this, but your girl, that's his ex.
Yep.
And his ex is with, hey, we need you to leave or we going to whoop your ass. Yeah.
Today.
This will make everything right.
And this ain't no prank.
Somebody said they wanted to hear about Kai Kai and Amara's first day.
Oh, man, y'all, Micaiah is a funny baby. So
she's hilarious.
Yeah, she's enjoying school. She's enjoying it so much. We went to Target to get some things for McKinley. She picked out a book bag, put the book bag on, was like, I want this book bag, basically. So now she goes to daycare with diapers and her water bottle in her book bag. Oh, and she's just going to school. She happy. And she's starting to speak a little better. We got her in speech therapy.
And being around other kids.
In September, yep. Yeah. So I go pick her up, and she's in the class, and she's just like playing
doing her thing.
Oh, yesterday was funny. So funny. Because, yeah, I know she a mean kid.
I think she mean.
She mean.
I ain't never seen no mean.
She be. So she's in there. I walked in. She doesn't see me. It's her and another baby, right? And there's a toy. Mm. Kai get the toy. Boom. Mine. Whatever. She turn away from her, snatch it away from her. But when she turns, she sees me. So she's like, So she puts she's about to put the toy down. The other baby was trying to grab the toy. She's like, no. Then she looked at me and she's like, she didn't know what to do. It's time to go. Hey, Dad. But no, this baby can't have the toy.
I don't even want it.
This baby to get it. So she just like, she just started. So then the teacher runs out because she's in another room. She's like, what's happening? What's going on? And I was like, I think she doesn't want the baby to have the toy. I show up. Kai just, she just crying. So I'm like, baby, come on. She can have the toy. And then the teacher's like, oh, she mad at you. And I'm like, I guess. So I'm like, Kai,
I was playing with this.
That's what I'm saying. Know. She did not want that baby to get the best of her. She went crazy. She screamed.
Been taking everything. That's what I'm saying. Damn, I got it. No, daddy.
I finally get it away from her and you show up. And I'm like, and I'm just watching this happen. And then she just, and she does this type. So if y'all watched or seen the video of her at Kev's wedding, she makes that face. That's exactly what she did. But she added, ah, she was like, ah.
She was super saiyan.
I'm like, come on, baby, I get you chips. You say chips. Oh, chips? It. Chip? Chip? Yeah, chip. Like, come get this poison. These chips. Yeah. Y'all hate snacks,
chips,
man.
Chips and goldfish, man.
Yeah.
No, she's funny. Like, whenever I'm around her and, like, they're about to leave or whatever, I'll be like, bye, Kaka, she go.
Yeah.
She'll smile at you. If you listening, you can't see it, but she'll smile real big and pull up her finger like one. Like, one love. She'll be like.
That's her peace sign. For some reason, she do that. She be thinking it's this. But she be. She be smiling like, and taking pictures. Yeah. Like, baby, it's two fingers. She's. If, when she get older, she might be like, nah, Dad, I knew. I'm the one. I'm the one.
Yeah. It's only crazy, one. Baby. So a lot of y'all probably seen on Mars, the pictures we took this morning, getting him up and everything. He was a little sluggish, but we get outside and it's cold, right? Well, it's chilly to him. So we get outside and he's mean mugging. He's shivering. You know, he's like his mom, all exaggerated. He's shivering. We was like, all right, Amar, just smile for the picture. He said, it's too cold to smile. We said, well, just smile one time. He's like, I can't. So Angel's snapping away. So finally she's like, you want your sweater? He said, yeah. So I go in the house and get his sweater. As soon as I put the sweater over his arm, he smiles. I said, oh, you warm already? Yeah. Your body ain't warmed up yet, boy. So I go on and button it. Now he's Big Smiley McGee, cheesing from ear to ear. But he ended up falling asleep on the way there. Because we asked him, we was like, you excited? He's like, yeah. And he ended up falling asleep on the way there. So right before we pull up, we're like, all right, it's about time. But he got out that truck and he spoke. Or they spoke. They was like, hey, you ready for your first day? He, yeah. Oh, he barely said anything. I think he said, yeah. But he's probably going to have a good time. I was in the mood of, you know, you see kids grow up and it's just like, dang. Like, especially little Mark, because I see old pictures of him. I'm like, can't believe it's my baby right here. That boy's grown. Even with the twins. But Amar, I'm like, hurry up. Get to teenage.
Yeah.
But then last night, I was laying in the bed thinking, I was like, damn, I wonder how he going to feel tomorrow. Though I started feeling a little bad, but all that went away this morning.
I can't wait. I can't. I want these to be 18. Man,
the rest of the kids, they done used me up. Now, Mar, he got the – and he's different from the rest of them. He's not nearly as compliant as the other three.
Yeah.
Like him, I got to snatch stuff from him. Oh. The other ones, I'd be like, hey, let's go. Okay, they'll get down. Him, he act like he don't hear you.
Yep.
So now I got to be all aggressive and snatch the boy. Didn't I say let's go? Yep.
That's Kai. Last night. Well, let's go. Grandma come into town. She buys Kai this little purse full of makeup with like lip gloss and stuff. You know, and it's see-through, so I can see what's in there. I'm like, okay. I grab the toy. And I grab all of the stuff that's inside. I'm like, you can have the container. No! She go crazy. I'm like, no, you about to eat all of this stuff. I know you going to eat it. Because I've caught you before eating shit. Last night, y'all, because I'm the bad guy. I'm always the bad guy. The baby's in the room. McKinley, she go to sleep like this. You turn the light off, she sleep. If Kai quiet... Oh, there's something brewing somewhere.
Yeah.
Mel go in the room, turn on the light. Kai underneath the pillow. Got the little lip gloss. I'm talking about toothpaste squeezing it all on her lip. Underneath the pillow. 11 o'clock at night. Mel's like, all I hear is, go to bed. And I'm like, yeah. Get her, yeah. Because when I do it, I'm the villain.
Yeah.
When she do it, it's supposed to be done. So she come out with the tube. I'm like, no.
All used up.
All used up, but I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was she doing with it? She was like, she was putting out. I was like, you think it all went on her lips?
Nah, she done ate a lot.
She ate all that. I told y'all last
time. It smell good. It probably tastes good.
We found the damn... huge ass bead in her boo-boo. That shit was burnt orange and yellow. I'm like, what is this in her boo-boo, man? I had to dissect. I'm like, this is a hair bead. This is up here eating hair beads.
That baby is a billy goat.
Man, what the hell? So when I take stuff from her, I'm like, she's going to eat that. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. Let her live. I'm like, she ain't going to live too far. Y'all keep letting her do stuff by herself. Just because Kai would be like, me, let me. And they'll let her start a fire or start the grill at the house or something. Like, no, she can't do that.
That's a mar, man. I had to, because every night, other than last night, every night, we'll send them out of bed. Now, you know, black parents, we start 3-4 days before school starts. No, y'all need to get in the routine and getting in bed early.
Get that sleep.
When I tell you every single night, we thinking they sleep. And I don't know why our dumb asses didn't think, oh, he going to do it again. Mm. Walk in his room. He in there watching tablet, got the TV on. Listening to everything quiet, so you know he's sneaking.
Yeah, they be
boy getting to bed. So last night before I even sit on the bed, I went up, I unplugged his TV. First, I just took the remote out the room and got all their tablets. They up, they don't get to you get them back until Friday afternoon. Got all their tablets. I took the remote out the room. I'm like, he probably know how to just turn it on at the TV and find the channel he want. Mm. So I had to unplug the TV and take the cord out the damn TV. That's literally what I had to do. The cord, the remote, the tablets, everything. I had to remove everything. I was like, do I got to board your window up so you have no entertainment in the room?
He probably got the smartwatch somewhere.
Probably. He probably got his own damn cord and remote just watching it.
Yeah, he probably do.
I said, God. I said, why do I have to do this with you?
Yeah.
The other kids would have been terrified.
Man.
It'd be 12 o'clock. I'm like, man, let me go on and go to bed. Got to get up in the morning. I'm like, why is his door closed?
Kai. Kai does the same thing. I can't wait. I wish I would have had my kids at 20. So right now they would be 20.
I could have just did the tears and the done. Whining back then.
Man.
And I'd have been Gucci right
now. Gucci. Done. I got 20 more years of this, man. This is bad. And then they girls, Kai gonna test the shit out of me. That's why I say by the time they get of age, it's going to be out of me. I'm going to be drained of giving the damn.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Can you breathe? All right, good. All right, we good. Kai going to be the one trying to sneak out or sneak somebody in. She going to be the one trying to drink or smoke. And I'm going to be like, I can smell it on your breath. And she, what are you talking about? I know what it smells like, dummy. I know. I know. I'm already prepping myself. That baby's wild, man. We got bunk beds now. I got drawings on my ceiling. I'm like, how did...
Our pantry?
Yep.
Marker all through it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to paint the whole house because we renting. So when it's time to go, I'm going to have to redo a whole lot of stuff. This baby, she... there might be some more bees in her stomach just chilling.
They're going to get out. They're going to come out eventually. Meanwhile, every day you're going to get a different color.
Man. Yeah.
All right, fam. We're going to go on and wrap this up. Is this it?
Yeah.
This is it, y'all.
This is it.
We did it.
You know, we ain't on no contract or no schedule.
We ain't on no contract, no schedule. We decide to come back maybe once a month, y'all will know, especially Patreon, but y'all will know well in advance. And if you subscribe, you will get, well, hopefully, I don't know what you need to do for the new notification bullshit. But yeah, y'all, we wrapping this up for the weekly episodes.
Yeah.
We gave y'all 105.
105. Strong. Strong 105.
We ain't did nothing but gave it time and energy and got nothing out of it other than the camaraderie with the following. We ain't made a dollar. We spent money, actually.
Yeah, but it's good, though, because I've literally learned.
You came a long way.
Yeah,
you a podcaster, Goose.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all, have y'all realized the speaking ability that I have now? It's all because of this. Me coming out to show you all and express my feelings to you all. It's amazing. I need to get better at it, though, especially on the podcast with Mel. I need to know how to speak my mind.
You got to be Mel technically sound on that.
Yeah, Mel be.
Mel's intimidating to podcast with.
Yeah, she is. You want my speed.
Hey, first of all, I'm not. but there's more stuff. If you're watching on this YouTube channel, I got my series Tasted with Tank coming back. The Friday after this episode is probably going to be the first episode of that, which is ironically
the one and only I'm Not a Lawyer, but I got to do your episode too. So I'm going to start dropping those episodes on this channel. And then you got, and whatever else I got coming up, I got more stuff coming. Goose.
Yeah. Building with Goose is going to get revamped. I'm going to have some more, take y'all on my fitness journey. Cause I always wanted to, you know, be a bodybuilder. Well, look like one. So I'm going to go down that.
Now you're going to start it at 40.
I'm going to start at 40 and see what shape, you know what I'm saying? But, the debrief with Mel, I'm Not a Lawyer, but, that's what's shaking. Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah. Building with Goose on YouTube.
Building with Goose on YouTube. I'm Not a Lawyer, but the debrief on YouTube. Yeah, and then Underrep merch, we're revamping that as well, coming out with some more colors and designs or whatever. But, yeah.
Absolutely. And, again, so y'all keep these notifications on because I got more stuff coming.
Yeah.
Until next time, it won't be one. No, it may be.
See y'all next week.
Might be monthly. I know Greg gonna hit me up. Hey, Playboy, let's go on get another one in. Don't be expecting it, but if you get the notification, that means one done came up.
Yeah.
But it's been great. We'll holler at y'all.
Peace.